found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
So you should be Gucci.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you excited? Okay. Are you nervous?
Oh my God.
What are
Hannah,
your thoughts?
This is a little bit out of my comfort zone here, Hannah.
But it's really not. It's just us in a room talking.
I know. You were like made for this. And I'm like, if there were other people here, I would not be here right now. If this was a live podcast recording, you can find me backstage with the mic.
What if I just told you right now we're live on the radio?
And so I'm going to see my way out.
No. And plus, this is like, you know, our true passion is what we're talking about.
It comes natural. I have so many thoughts.
Same. Like, and I started taking notes. Oh my God, Stacey.
I have like paragraphs because
I am so intrigued. For obviously, this is an audio podcast. Stacey just showed me her notes page and she had to scroll 6 times and it was still going. My notes, this is all I have. Because when you said you were taking notes and I got home and I'm like, shoot, I should start taking notes. So then just so I don't forget, mine are mostly lines that I'm like, oh.
Well, and there's just so much meat in these songs that I would forget.
Yeah.
Too. I'm like, okay, I listened to that song. I'm like, did I listen to that one? Then I would listen. Oh, yeah, that was the story. To me, this should be a book.
Yes. No, because
like,
every song is like
a book.
I mean, every song is, every time I listen to a song, and I've listened to each of them 15 times now, I like hear something else.
Right.
And then did you read? Well, first I want to do our pit and peak of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Which I actually don't know what mine would be.
Of the week. It's Monday. Are we doing like the last 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The last 7 days or just like the week. I'm trying to think. Okay. Oh, I haven't talked about my Utah trip.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That is my peak, was going to Utah.
So fun.
For a bachelorette party. Stacey and I just got dinner on Thursday.
I think so.
So you got to kind of hear about all of it. But I mean, it was just so much fun. Utah is beautiful. Like, doesn't even look real.
Yeah.
If I were you,
I would have stayed there. I'm not coming home.
I kind of wanted to. But then I remember their liquor laws are a little.
Oh, sure.
They're really weird there.
Oh, yeah. Can you not hold a drink while you're standing up? Do you have to be sitting down or something weird?
No, they let us. We definitely stood up while drinking, but you have to finish your one drink before you can order another one.
Oh, you can't be like double fisted.
No. But then it was weird because one of the waiters was telling us at one of the restaurants, because he was like, yeah, but I don't really believe in that rule because I feel like it makes people drink faster, because then it's like every time your waiter comes up, then you're chugging your drink so you can order another one because you don't know when the waiter's going to come back or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
people would find their way around it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And so that was just weird. There was like, there's only like one liquor store, one place. They don't sell booze at Walmart or Target or anything. You have to go to like this one specific liquor store and you can only buy a certain amount. I don't know.
In Wisconsin, it's just unheard of.
I know. Literally. So that was weird. But I mean, it's just so like clean there and just so, I don't know. It's just
breathing some clean air, came back a new woman.
Got that high altitude.
Oh.
Yeah, but we would like drive down the street and it's just mountains everywhere and it just didn't feel real, but it was really pretty. We went to a ski club.
Club.
Yep, I love trips where you have just enough planned that you can still have like organic, random fun.
Because
our whole plan on Friday, and you've already heard this story, so I apologize, but we woke up, some of the girls were going to ski, the rest of us were going to go for a hike, and then we were going to meet up for lunch at the ski place. It was at the St. Regis. And so then we go hiking. Well, first of all, we basically just went for a walk because there was all of the hiking places were too much snow and we didn't have boots. Yeah. So we just found this place called the Rail Trail. And I was like, wow, I really belong here. And we walked, I think, like 4.5 miles, which was nice. And it was beautiful. I mean, that we were surrounded by mountains. And then we're like, oh, well, we'll go grab a drink and some apps while we wait because the girls started skiing later than whatever. So then, you know, drinks and an app turned into we met these old guys next to us who were like biker dudes. And they just kept buying us drinks and they're like, come next door to, what was the name? This bar we went to like 50 times because we loved it. I forget what it was called. But it was like a dive bar. So when we went there,
kind.
There was a, a dog that hangs out there all the time. Just this little Frenchie. It was a bar dog. Yeah, his name was Wilson.
Cute.
He was so cute. So we were playing with the dog, and then we got pretty tipsy there. We started ripping shots, doing shot skis.
Lost track of time.
And then all of a sudden, the ski girls are like, all right, we're going to be done in the next 45 minutes or whatever. So we're like, okay, we'll make our way to you. Somehow we ended up on a city bus.
Oh.
Because
they're using public transportation.
Yeah,
which
is free. Their city buses are free, which is nice. So, because we were telling the guys, we're like, oh, how do we get to the St. Regis? And they're like, oh, just walk two blocks that way and get on the bus and it'll drop you right off. So we're like, okay. So we're on a city bus and we're all drunk in our sweatpants and we're all in matching Park City sweatshirts. We go to the St. Regis. You take this beautiful like gondola thing up the mountain, which is where like the restaurant is. So we go up there thinking we're going to have lunch, haven't eaten basically all day. And we hear like, and we're like, what is that? We hear
like
the music.
To our ears.
So then we wander to this tent and it's literally a club on the top of the ski hill. Like there's literally, you look to one side or the other and there's people skiing on both sides of you because it's kind of where like all the hills end. And yeah, we were dancing on tables and dancing on
so
couches.
Fun. Yeah. Honestly, a club during the day.
Yes. In your sweatpants.
That is my dream.
Yeah.
No makeup. Kind of
we were just really living our best life. But then we had to get ready and we were supposed to go to dinner that night. We did not make it to dinner. We just made pizzas and got ready at the house and then went out all night, which was fun. We just bar hopped but that was my favorite part of the whole trip was that day. Just dancing and singing. Like they were playing all of like, you know, Unwritten and Shania Twain and we were just being basic.
Well, like you said, you wouldn't have found that if there was a rigid plan that you're trying to stick to. So
yeah. So we just
fun.
Yeah. Chelsea was like so adamant because we all had outfits picked for like everything that we were gonna do. Yeah. And the original plan was we were gonna go back to the house and change for lunch at the ski club, but then we got drunk and we're all in sweats. And Chelsea was like adamant. She's like, we have to go home because I have to put this outfit
this
on.
This outfit's important to me.
And I was like, Chelsea, we're not driving 30 minutes back to the house and then coming back.
Oh my God.
She was like, but I had the outfit planned. I was like, we're all in sweats.
Oh,
it's going to be okay.
That is so funny.
I was like, we'll go out in Green Bay and you can wear that outfit. So it was really
funny.
The
outfit deserves its moment.
I know.
At some point.
Well, we did spend a lot of time picking outfits and packing. But yeah, it was really fun. Laura, Chelsea, and I got tattoos while we were there.
Rebel life.
Just rebels without a cause. They were a little more expensive than we wanted them to be. But when in Utah,
right.
You know?
Yep.
What a good story to get to tell when we're old and have these tattoo art on our body. So yeah, it was just a really good trip. It was a lot of fun. What is my pit? Maybe that I was just really tired for like 4 days coming back.
It'll catch up with you.
Because Saturday night we didn't go to bed until like 1:30 and then we had to get up at 5 and then we traveled all day.
And with the time change, even when the like clocks go back or whatever, I'm always off for at least a week.
Yeah. So it was tough. And flying in and out of Chicago was so much cheaper, but that's just like adds a whole nother leg to.
You're like home, but you're not home.
Yes.
Yet.
So that was just, it took me a while to adjust because I'm old and I was tired.
We are old.
But you know what? If that's my only pit that I can think of.
It's a pretty good week.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my pit and peak.
Okay. So I'll start with my pit because it's, kind of lame, but that means I didn't have a very good week. The weather. Not to talk about the weather, but this weekend I'm training for the CellCom. So I went for a run, and I'm like, okay, if I go really far into the wind, then coming home, I'll be like, the wind to my back.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Every single direction I turned, it was wind in my face.
Oh, no.
Like, how is this happening? It was cold.
Wait, what day was that?
Saturday
morning. Friday was so windy.
Friday was windy, too. I didn't run very far Friday, but Saturday I went 8 miles. So I'm like, okay, if the first half is, like, bad, the second half will be fine. And I swear, I was like, if somebody sees me crying on the side of the road, like, I'm going to have to call somebody to pick me up because every single direction I turned, it was wind in my
face.
That
is awful. You're doing the half marathon or the
full?
I'm
doing the half marathon.
Okay. When is that?
May 19th.
Oh, okay.
It's the last year for the CellCom.
Yeah. Why? That's sad.
I don't really know, but I was like, well, I should do it.
All right. Love it.
Last time. My peak was I got to see my nephew twice this weekend. He's so cute.
He's
I'm
so
an auntie
cute.
Stays times two now. My brother and sister-in-law had their baby.
Cute.
So
that's Florida brother, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So I love being auntie stays. I went to Aardvark wine.
Love Aardvark.
Bar this weekend. Love it there.
Cute. You know what's so funny? Someone said to me at the Barstool Brackets party, they said we have a golf cart. Because there was a golf cart outside, and Charlie and I were like, oh my God, we have to ride that. And Charlie, I hear her yell. She goes, this chick owns the golf cart. And I said, you own Aardvark? And I was like, I go there all the time. Oh, I love God. It there. And she was like,
miscommunication.
No, she's like, I have a golf cart. I'm like, oh, okay, very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need more places like that. I just love it.
I know,
where you can go
same.
Get your little like half glass, try it. Even one that had, if they had like wine, beer, and mixed drinks or something that you could try, I would love that.
Same.
Yeah, it's a cute little night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who'd
and
you
wholesome.
Go with?
You know, it's a mystery.
Wait, just, what? Who did you go with?
You know, I'm Stacey. Kidding, Hannah.
Oh my God.
No.
It was Why
just
are you being
night.
So? Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. You're I'm kidding. I was trying to throw you off.
Freaking me out. And then I'm like, oh my God, do I need to stop the podcast right now? Because I need to know.
So yeah, that was my peak, I think.
Love it.
Good little chill weekend.
Yeah. I love those. And it was a weekend all Taylor Swift.
All about Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh. All right. I just started taking notes as I was listening. There's just so many songs. And I also feel like I haven't fully gotten into like the back half.
I feel the exact same. Well, some of them I have, and some of them, I'm not going to lie, are the ones I kind of skip through right now,
same.
But I know I'll go back to.
Yeah. Like the. All the name ones, like Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus,
yep.
Cassandra, Peter. I'm just like, I feel like I need to know what they're about to
right.
appreciate them.
Yes.
More.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the only ones in the back half that I'm super into, Black Dog, I'm going to get you back, The Prophecy, which I also feel like is my life. The I Bold. Like okay, so a lot of them, but there's just.
I like Peter.
I want to know what that one's about.
Okay, I saw a TikTok. About how it's related to Cardigan when she says Peter losing Wendy.
Oh.
And at the Eras tour, when Matty Healy was there, she said, this song's for you. You know who you are. I love you.
Yeah. And
about
he said
that
it too.
Song.
Oh.
That was before Cardigan.
Oh, whoa.
So for me, this, that Peter is about him.
Oh, interesting.
Because she says, of course, I know
yep,
it's
pull
all
it
this.
Up.
When
he said that back to her too, and then I saw a video that was the song he said that at his show also somehow related to one of the songs, so maybe it was
okay.
that.
Yeah, I don't know. It to me it was like Wendy's perspective on that.
Oh.
Cause she says, I won't confess that I waited, but I let the I don't know, I don't have all this right now. Like, I hope you returned, but he never did.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter Pan. Should have had Kelsey Ballerini as a collab
True.
On that song.
She should have.
Shoot.
Our other girl, Kels.
Oh, we love Kelsey. Yeah, there are just so many things. Number one, we'll just start from the beginning and just talk about. Song.
Do you
what
feel
is your...
like, though? Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I feel like I should be in, like, an English class. And
Same.
Analyzing poems.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm back in, like, high school English. And because people on TikTok, too, a lot of, like, journalism or English teachers are going through them line by line and giving these, like, big terminology about poetry that I do not understand. But essentially, that's what she's doing. She's writing poems and turning them into songs.
You know what? I am so happy you just said that. And I really hope that Cody Wickman is listening to this. We're at coffee on... I don't know, the other day after the album had come out. And I was like talking about the song, saying it's like poetry. And
yeah.
he literally was like, I cannot believe you just said that. That's so every song is poetry. I said, no, you don't get it. Like, this is actually the words she uses and the
yeah.
things she has. He's like, I want to go jump off a bridge right now listening to you talk about this. I'm like, okay, then bye. But it is poetry. So then I sent him a screenshot because I was listening yesterday and I can't remember what song it was. But Daddy, I love him, where she says, dutiful daughter, all my plans were laid, tendrils tucked into a woven braid. Growing up precocious sometimes means not growing up at all. Like,
I needed a dictionary.
Literally. For every single thing. Yeah. Yep. I'm like, that is poetry.
It is.
What she does.
And everything in her songs, I won't say everything, but a lot of stuff has a different meaning that you're supposed to figure out.
Yeah. Oh, I want to talk about that too. Because have you seen some of the things where she explains behind like some of the songs she wrote?
I saw the Florida one, which I really like that song.
Same.
With Florence and the Machine. And I've seen Florence and the Machine in concert. Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so wild. But just about how Florida's like an escape.
Okay.
Like,
that checks
from
out.
Your life, or when she was watching Dateline, everyone who was trying to get away with something or had to just done something bad escaped to Florida to like
Isn't
start
that
anew.
Crazy? She's literally just watching Dateline and then she comes up with a song like that.
Yeah.
God, her
I
brain.
I like that one though. That's in one of my top ones, surprisingly. I think
Florida
it's just
is?
Happy. Yeah.
Oh, I do. The vibe of it is, and I do like Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
And she does this with all of her albums, so I'm really not surprised that I'm not super into Fortnite.
Yeah.
I feel like all of the lead singles are like not my favorite.
And I think she got us so excited about Post Malone, who I also love.
Yeah.
That I wanted
more
of him in the song.
Same.
Which we didn't really get.
Yeah.
But
I feel like we didn't get enough of him. I don't know. I just like it's a good song, but I don't click it.
Yeah.
Like I go right to Tortured Poets Department.
Right.
Which is song number two.
Yes.
Which
do you think that one is about Joe?
I feel like it's a combination of Joe and Maddie.
Okay.
Because I feel like Maddie is, he always talks about his typewriter.
Yes.
So I feel like that part has to do with him. But then there are some parts where I'm like, okay, that has to be about Joe.
I think that one's a combination too.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But I need to like click on these songs so I can see the lyrics. That was one where I first listened to it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is like kind of good. Now I'm obsessed.
Yep.
Now it's one that I have to listen to every single time. But I feel like that one has to be about Maddie. But
it's
then
crazy
Joe
that
had
so many songs are about him.
I know. But hey, I've been down bad, pun intended, about situationship sometimes more than other things.
Yep.
So I can get it.
And that like forbidden kind of love. Because it was almost like once he had her, he didn't want her anymore.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Yeah.
So did you see how she wrote that, like why she wrote that song?
No.
She wrote that from the perspective, like the song itself is about love bombing. And she's like, I wrote it from the perspective of a kid's favorite toy, where like they get the toy, they like beg for this toy forever and ever. They finally get it. They play with it nonstop for like a week and then they break it, or then they're just over it and then they don't play with it anymore. And I'm like, oh my God,
how
does she do that?
Mic drop.
Literally. And the start of the Delulu hood for me comes from this song, because there's one line in it where she says, he only runs because he loves me. And how many times have you been like, oh, he doesn't want to talk to me or whatever because he's scared because he loves me. And I'm like, yep, Delulu.
She's feeding the Delulu.
She is. I really like that one, though.
But it also made me sad because it brought out to me like how like caged she felt in that relationship. Like she was constantly like vying for his attention.
Yeah.
And like it was almost lonely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Poor Tay-Tay.
Poor Tay-Tay.
What are some other lyrics in that one? I just, ugh.
Yeah, what did she say? Once I fix me, he's gonna miss me.
Yeah. Ugh. God, she's just so good. But yeah, it's crazy to me that she literally comes up with these ideas in her head, like the toy thing, and then turns it. How does she have so many words?
Many words.
Like, how?
Again, this was just lyrical genius coming to life.
Yes.
Which I will say, there aren't as many bops, probably, as I love the bops.
Same.
But I think this was one for her, how she said in her caption, like, once you speak your saddest stories, they're over. Something like that. So she like had to do it for herself. And also for the Swifties, like you and I are analyzing every word. So is everybody else.
Yeah.
But the people who maybe aren't Taylor Swift fans just don't get the backstory.
Yeah. Well, I also just feel like I love how she hasn't conformed to Because I feel like so much music these days is just dumb.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they're just putting out something with a good beat and they're not putting thought into like the artistry where she continues.
It has meaning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like everything she does is, you know, like name another artist where you dive into an entire album and you dissect. Like no one else does that anymore.
No.
They release singles and then they move on to the next thing where she puts so much time and effort into making sure it's like a body of art that's consumed, where other albums I'll listen to like two songs and that's it.
Well, and I like that you said the single thing, because so many times all the singles are released and then I get sick of them kind of. But those are the only songs I like on the whole album.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad she didn't do that.
Yeah. I will say, and with every, listen, I am Taylor Swift's biggest fan on the planet, but there has to be a critique of everything. And my only critique is that now that I've listened to all the songs multiple times, I don't see it as much, but I felt like every song kind of sounded the same.
Right.
And like sounded very similar to the Midnights. There was one song on there that I like thought I was listening to a Midnights.
Yeah.
I can't remember what song it was, but it was going into a part and I like started singing because it just sounded very much alike.
Well, and I think because it's poems or a story, it kind of sounds like one long run-on sentence almost.
Yeah.
So everything kind of has the same beat or feel to it. But people on TikTok were kind of critiquing, like, should she be working with Jack?
I saw that,
much? Or
like, at least throw another collaborator in, because it is all kind of starting to sound the same. I mean, I'm still eating
100%
it alive.
Yep.
I love it. But I feel like the next album is going to be bops.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think she talked a lot, too, about, I don't know, a lot of her songs had like death and dying in it. So it's almost like this part of me is dying and just wait till what comes to life.
Yeah. Especially because I feel like Travis, I feel like talking like I know them personally.
Yeah, they're my friends.
But I feel like his taste of music is he's like a rap, you know, like bop kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just inevitable that she's going to start, and she's in a happier place. So I feel like we're going to get some fun songs. I want her to start working with the people she did, like, I think the guy's name was, I can't remember, the people she made, like, Reputation and stuff with.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Reputation.
I
that was
too.
A great album.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to re-release Reputation or Taylor Swift first?
The thing with those re-releases is they have to be coming. Because she did all of the other ones, like, back to back to back.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could see her just doing them both, like, at the same time. Like, this is how it, like, oh, because her thing for Reputation was there will be no explanation, only reputation. And then it said, like, that's all, and, like, that's all I have to give is my name now.
Yes.
So then you have Taylor Swift and then that.
And there were, again, TikTok. The things people have time to look into is crazy to me. But there was a lot of mirrored things in
the
this
yin
album.
Yang and like stuff like that.
And I think in the, which I didn't, I'm not a big music video girl, but there was a music video for Fortnite, right? There was a lot of mirroring in that, I guess. And so they're thinking, like looking in a mirror, Taylor Swift.
Ah.
I don't know.
I just feel like it has to be coming soon. Has she done it? I feel like she's done like new album, two re-releases. And I don't even know.
I can't even keep up anymore because I was thinking, too, just how many songs came back to life via TikTok and everything, like Enchanted and like older stuff that feels almost new.
Yeah.
Partly because of the re-releases, but that was so long ago that those actually came out. So I can't. Time is just moving too fast.
Also, how does she have the time?
I have no idea.
You're on a world tour.
Yeah.
Playing for millions of people every weekend, and yet you're still writing 31 songs with these like poets. I'm like, do you sleep?
Right.
I need to stop complaining about my life.
Like, and is obviously doing cute things with Travis.
Did you see the video? I know.
So cute.
Where they're just cooking and like
playing pickleball.
Oh my god.
I love that.
I'm obsessed with them. They're so cute. Okay. Next song is Down Bad, which from the first listen has been, I think,
bop.
My favorite. Yeah.
Just a bop.
It's been consistent. every hour it changes for me, but I feel like Down Bad has consistently been in my top
three.
It's
the one you want to play on repeat.
Yes.
Like, there are songs that you just want to play on repeat, yes. and that's your classic breakup song. Like, why do I want to be going through a breakup right now?
Yeah. Now I'm down bad, crying at
the gym. If I was, though, that'd be a great song.
Yes. And that was one, so she explained the thought behind this one that I was just like, again, your brain works in a totally different way. So she wrote that one from a perspective of like being captured by aliens. So when you listen back to it, you'll see this now. But she said it's like when you're so in love with someone, or someone like shows you love in a world that you haven't seen before and then just like dumps you and drops you back off. She's like, it's like when aliens, like if they were to abduct you and show you this like whole new world and then just drop you back into life. Yeah. And I'm like, you are. Some of the lyrics are, did you really beam me up in a cloud of sparkling dust just to do experiments on? And then she said, there's like a bunch of different things that now when you hear it, you're going to think of aliens. Like, did you take all my old clothes just to leave me here naked and alone in a field in my same old town?
Oh, yeah.
They'll say I'm nuts if I talk about the existence of you.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know.
That song, too, is giving me Reputation vibes.
Yeah.
Which I think is why.
It makes me want to cry at the gym. Just going to start crying at body. Brian's going to be like, are you okay?
Why is Hannah crying at the gym? She's down bad.
I'm down bad. Just trying to be like Taylor.
Oh,
Taylor told me to.
Anytime there's like an explicit sign in front of a Taylor Swift song, though, I know I'm going to like it.
Yeah, same. I know there's going to be at least 3 F-bombs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That one had a lot, though.
I know.
Surprised.
I was just looking at the lyrics and I'm like, dang.
Yep.
A lot of F-bombs. Oh, I love when she swears. She's the best.
Sarah and I were talking about this. Do you think, so there's still some of the eras to her left.
Yep.
Are those people going to get this era?
Yes, they are.
Because what is she going to cut
her,
out?
Because I saw her guitar player posted saying, like, so proud of you, Taylor. Like, this album is so good. I'm so excited for everyone to hear it. And he goes, and just wait until you hear it live. So they've already been, like,
do you think they're going to be secret songs, or do you think they're going to be...
No, because her band doesn't do the secret songs with her.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I don't understand what they would cut out.
Or maybe they're just going to add more.
It'd just be a 5-hour-long concert.
Yeah. But now we have to go to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
We have to.
We probably do.
Like, I need to hear Down Bad live. Oh, and then someone I saw on TikTok that... One of the songs, it was like, if Taylor doesn't do this on tour, and it was one of the songs, and then it goes right into a Reputation song. And I was like, oh, my God. It goes right into Look What You Made Me Do, I think. I don't know if I liked it. I really need to start saving these TikToks. But I was like, oh, my God, the transition into that would be amazing. I don't think I saved it.
I'm jealous.
I know.
Now I'm really jealous of those people.
We have to go. We'll find a way. All right, so for anyone who's not a psycho Swiftie like we are, you might not know that track 5 is always the saddest on the album. Did you know that?
I did.
So when I saw it was called So Long London, I'm like, oh, God, this one's going to tear me apart. But then when it first starts, you're like, oh, because it doesn't sound super slow, but that one is heart-wrenching.
Yes, it is. Do you think she misses London? Of course, I'm just like thinking about this. I'm like, oh. I wonder if she just misses her life there.
She has. Well, that's like
Joe,
the last one of the lyrics is, I'm just pissed off because I loved this place.
Sure.
So I feel like she has to.
Yeah.
And she had a house. I wonder
so
if she,
long.
Do you think she sold her house there?
I don't know. Somebody on the internet has to know, but I don't.
Oh, my favorite line in that song is the one where she says something about how she's mad she gave him all of her youth for free.
Yes.
My
that
God.
That was good.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that one?
I like that one. I mean, it's not one of my top songs in general, but it's obviously, it was one of the ones where it's like, okay, it's obviously about Joe.
Yeah.
And again, she said, like, these are her saddest stories. She's letting them out so that she never has to think about them again. I don't know. I just feel like when she was with him, though, she was lonely.
Yeah. And it takes, like, getting out of that, I feel like, to realize.
Right, yep. And I think about, too, I don't know what song it was in where her friends are kind of telling her, why are you?
Yeah. Like, it's not normal.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. It just made me sad. Super sad.
What's her name? Kaylee Teller.
Yep.
Kelly Teller. Posted when the day the album came out, and she posted that a screenshot, like she was listening to So Long London and just had a peace sign.
I was like,
that would be me with if that was one of my best friends, and you yep. know the story behind uh-huh. it, and you're like, peace out, I hate you.
Classic.
Because like, you know they all hate him.
Yeah, they yeah. have to. And they have to have been telling her for a while, or just kind of sitting back and letting her figure it out for herself. This guy is kind of boring.
Yeah. He's not letting you be you.
He's not letting you be you. He's not.
He's like ashamed of your fame.
What's his reason for not wanting it to be out in the open?
And also, it's not like she wasn't famous when they started dating. She was right. very famous. So, like, you knew what you were signing up for.
Yeah. And I saw a TikTok about the albatross. Did you see anything about that?
No.
I need to know. So, about how it's like warning Travis about her. So,
stop.
Again, going back to the poetry, there's like different speakers in this song.
Yeah.
So she references like this, it's called The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And in that story, the sailor shoots down the albatross because he thinks it's bad luck, but it's actually good luck.
Oh my God, dude, she's so smart. I can't.
So they're trying to warn Travis because that's what happened to them, because then they were like cursed after that. But if they would have just respected her and let her fly, they would have been fine. And he's not trying to shoot her down or like.
So it's like all the other men are trying to
like warn him because of what happened to them. But that's not going to happen to Travis because he's doing the opposite
yeah.
of what they're all doing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, because he's letting her shine and he fully. Pat McAfee talked about it on his show. I saw he posted to Instagram where he was like, I'm just so happy that Taylor and Travis found each other, because he's like, Taylor is at the top of her game. Travis is at the top of his game. But he knows that like. She's huge yeah. or whatever, and he's just like here for it,
right? And he's just not proud of her. Scared of, like, you've seen them in the public eye,
yeah,
and he knows what comes with that.
And I just feel like he's like, she must just feel also. We sound like actual psychopaths, but I don't even care. I'm putting myself in her shoes where this whole time, also, she has a scary life where she has security around her all the time, and I feel like she's always dated these like. Musical or like artists, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now she just has this macho ass man, and she probably just feels so protected.
Safe.
Yeah. yeah. And so safe.
She's like, I got you, girl.
Yes.
Don't even worry about it.
Oh, I love the lyric in So High School, because that one's about him.
Yeah.
Where she said, open my door for me, because he like opened his door for her that one time.
Yep.
And then she said, and then bring me in the back seat. And I was like, oh,
there's
girl.
Some sass in these songs.
I know.
Also, So High School. Do you watch The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Yeah.
And how every season there's like a Taylor Swift song. Mm-hmm.
There's like a million Taylor Swift
songs. I think that one's going to be like Belly and.
You want to know what's so funny is I have a note about that.
Do you?
Yes. I literally have, But Daddy, I Love Him, Can See This in that show.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Because it just sounds like the sound of that song just
yeah.
sounds like I can literally picture it in a movie scene or a TV scene mm-hmm. where the girl is like running and crying.
Yeah.
And then that song is playing. I have that written down. That's
I
so much.
That. I thought of The Summer I Turned Pretty right away, just because there's so many, which I'm excited for that show to come back.
And my other note with But Daddy, I Love Him is both a high and a low for me. The mm-hmm. high is that she finally sings the word Hannah.
She does.
In a
Sarah's
song.
And Hannah's.
But I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
She finally sings my name and I'm the girl that is mean to her. That sucks. I'm so
just
sad.
An average mean girl name, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that made me so. I was like, oh, she sings to all the Sarahs and the Hannahs. I'm like, oh my God. And then it's like, they're the ones who are going to love you
yep.
just to hate you. I'm like, no, I just love you.
I won't hate you.
I don't.
I loved seeing the reaction videos of people in that song, though, because she says, like, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But you should see
you
their
should
faces.
See your faces. I know. It's so funny. And
she
then
she does
like,
reference. Babies and like strollers and cradles a lot though
yeah.
So it makes me think
I think her and Joe talked a lot about it.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one line I listened to this morning where she says, if the sex is as good as the conversation, we'll be pushing a stroller or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he had to, I mean, they were together for 6 years. I'm sure they talked about it.
Yeah. Do you and think then, that song, though, that was the manuscript, do you think that's about Jake Gyllenhaal still?
Really?
If you listen to it, she's saying, like, I go back and read the manuscript sometimes. She said, in the age of him, she wished she was 30. How she was, like, I don't know.
Oh. I just, I just can't with her wording. He said, I'm not a donor, but I'd give you my heart if you needed it. What? I can barely write a text without having to reread it 20 times.
Like, hi, is sometimes hard.
Yeah. She's so freaking good.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, she talks about marriage and babies a lot
mm-hmm.
in this album, which makes me think, when are her and Travis? Are they gonna?
I feel like
I think she wants to have a family, maybe.
Yeah. And I feel like at this age, when you know, you know.
Yep.
And I feel like she's been through enough mm-hmm. of the shit and like the men who weren't right for her.
Right.
To like know when it's gonna be right.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they would be so cute. The only thing about Taylor Swift getting married and having babies is I know we're not gonna like be involved in it.
Sure.
Because she's more private now. And I'm
but
like,
do you think she will be as much with Travis?
Well, I guess he has a podcast, so like he has mm-hmm. to be more.
And like you see Jason, Kelsey, and his family kind of their story.
I hope so. Cause like I wanna be in on that.
Yeah. Cause the kids are like in the suite at the games.
Oh my god.
Cheering.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be there.
But she also references a lot of things he's said in the past, either in articles or in interviews. Like, what is it in So High School where she says, marry, kiss, or kill me?
Wait, what?
So
stop it. I need to look. I mean,
there's that video that came out of him a while ago saying, like, who would you
F, marry, kill?
Yeah. And
oh, yeah.
She says
oh, my
it in
God.
A song.
Are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me? Is what she says.
Yeah.
Ugh, what? I did not even pick up on that. Also, The Alchemy is about him, too.
Yeah, that one's cute.
It's cute, but it was like, I was telling Laura this morning because we were listening and diving deep, and I was like, I like it, but at the same time, because, and I saw this on TikTok, so that's all that's in my mind.
Is it the AI?
Yes, it said it's giving too much of that fake AI song because mm-hmm. she's singing about touchdowns and shirts off and blah, blah, blah.
Do you think she did it to be funny?
Maybe. But then the name of the song, The Alchemy, is like, oh my God, that's intense. But then.
Yeah.
Oh, also, did you see all of the theories about how this whole album was like she wrote in like an insane asylum? Because you hear a lot, she'll talk about like padded rooms or she mm-hmm. talks about this one was these chemicals hit me like white wine. What if I told you I'm back? The hospital was a drag. And then when the visual effect of before the album came out, she was in the Midnight's room
mm-hmm.
and then they go down a hallway into the hallway is an insane asylum hallway with like padded doors.
Do you think it's just her saying that's what it felt like?
I think so. That she felt like she was like trapped in this.
Right.
Yeah.
Same with Fresh Out the Slammer. Like,
be like, this song is so The Alchemy where she says, I circled you on a map because everyone made the joke that she put him on the map. And then she says, so
oh,
when
funny.
when I touch down, obviously, like, double meaning there, call the amateurs and cut them from the team. And then she says something about, like, practice and stuff like that. Oh, and then she says he jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an mm-hmm. E because Maddie Healy was a heroin addict.
She references that a lot, too, in her songs about how she could have, the things she said about him could be so much worse.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So much worse.
Yeah. And I think his aunt released a statement. They got her to like say something. I saw it on E! News about like, oh, what does Maddie think of the thing? And she was like, well, they both know what happened and, you know, it could have been really bad, mm-hmm. but I think he's whatever. I'm like, oof.
Like, talk about going through a bad boy phase.
Literally. I love how everyone says that though. Like, Taylor really is all of us.
Yep.
We all have that grungy bad boy mm-hmm. that we should not have been with, that none of your friends approve of.
They're like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
What
other one? Oh, you know what song was really sad?
What?
Where is it? The one where she's like, look, is it called Looking Through the Window or something?
Oh, Looking Through Strangers' Windows or something. I haven't really, I look in people's windows.
I look in people's windows.
I haven't really dove deep into that one. I also love Guilty as Sin is one of my top ones.
Okay.
I just feel like that's about like, the lyrics of that one are like the person that you have kind of like, remember the conversation you and I had at dinner about a situation in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that song is kind of about that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know if lustful situation is the right thing, but like you haven't, where she says something like, we've done it in my mind.
Yeah.
Or it's like one of those things where it's like, can I be guilty of sin if, you know, it hasn't even, I don't know. I just love.
And I have written, why is there a question mark? Because it's guilty of sin, question mark.
Yeah.
So is she like.
Well, because the words are, how can I be, without ever touching his skin, how can I be guilty of sin? Question mark.
I wonder who it's about for her.
I don't know. Like, but like, I keep these longings locked in a lowercase inside a vault. It's about the person that you know you shouldn't maybe have those thoughts for. And, but you do. I don't know. I just really like that one.
I think when I saw you this morning, when I was walking and listening to Taylor Swift, I was listening to, I guess I thought it was Love of My Life, but I think she's saying it's Loss of My Life.
Oh, well, she says Love of My Life. She says throughout the whole song, you said I was the love of your life. But then the last line, she said you were the loss of my life.
And that has, who is that about? Because I was thinking.
I feel like it has to be about Joe, no?
Yeah. And talking like, rings and talking cradles.
Yeah. That bastard.
Yeah, but then she's saying like, I should have let it stay buried.
I feel like a lot of these have to be a combination of like different people.
Right.
But.
I wonder. Again, talk about being cycles. Like, what kind of closure did they have? What was their breakup like? Did they, it obviously was transpiring over time, probably building up, because it seems like she felt trapped, wasn't really getting anything out of him.
But I feel like she was probably like, oh my God, I've already put so many years into this relationship. Like, this has to be it. And stuck around way longer than she
should
have.
But do you think it was like one particular instance, or was it like, let's take some time off? Do you think she ever really got like closure?
I don't know. Because in the songs, it makes it seem like he was the one who like made the final decision to like end it almost. But then there are some songs where she says like, you said I pulled the rug out from under or something. Like, I don't know. I feel like it was probably just a long time coming. And then there was probably just one big fight. And then there's all those theories that he was like having a thing with that.
Yeah. Which he kind
coworker.
Of references something about how he's reading her. I'm probably getting this wrong, but like reading her the book that she wrote.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like this one has to be about Joe because she said, the coward claimed he was a lion. I'm combing through the braids of lies. I'll never leave. Never mind. Our field of dreams engulfed in fire. Like, what?
Do you think she's writing these? When they are having time apart and she's just like waiting for the breakup.
She's like, once we break up, I need to release this one.
But yeah, I look in people's windows, I think is about Joe too. Like she's trying to like, to me it was like keeping up with like an ex or somebody that you like shouldn't really be keeping up with.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I look in people's windows, like seeing if you're at the table. I keep thinking that I'm going to see you around town.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me.
Yeah. It's also a very short song. Like, super short.
Oh my God, there's just so many that I need to talk about.
Oh, and she says, does it feel all right to not know me? I'm addicted to the if only.
Oh, literally me. Oh my God. How does she know?
Oh, so funny.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is the one I was listening to on a loop this morning.
Okay.
It's giving very, you want to know what? I feel like that is the song for us in our life right now. Because it's like, when you're, because there's that one line where, she says it's like about you're a people pleaser your whole life and then they like drive you mad enough to like finally stand up for yourself. And I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. Is this where she says I was tame. I was gentle until the circus life made me mean. Don't you worry, folks. We took out all her teeth. Who's afraid of little old me? You should be.
And like, that was one of she wrote a couple by herself, but that was one of the ones where she didn't have a
co-writer
writing it with her. Yep.
But yeah, I just feel like that's the song where it's like you're a people pleaser and like they've made, because she talked about that in her documentary where her whole life she was like had the nice girl persona, mm-hmm. and that's all she wanted was to be perceived as nice, and feel like that's literally been you and I, yeah. and then you just hit your breaking point and they take advantage of you for so long that you finally break and you're like, yeah, you should be scared of me, bitch.
Yeah, and with that one, it kind of reminded me of, like, so many people would be mad at her after, like, writing songs about people that broke up with her,
yeah.
or did her wrong. And it's like, really, you should be looking at the opposite way.
Yes.
Like, why are you mad at her for that?
Yeah. Also, it's her job. Like,
right. That's... And the tabloids and, like, what's, is it, do you say it, Dumois. I feel like they've had some,
yeah,
like, beef,
yeah.
kind of. So, I don't know. God. Just society in general, maybe.
I just feel like that's my new song I'm just going to listen to. Like,
on repeat
on my way to work or wherever and just be like. I can do it with a broken heart, obviously an absolute bop.
I love that one.
And I love how they have her in ears playing. So like when you perform live, you wear those in ears because otherwise the audience is too loud and it has like, it's like clicks in your ears so you know where the beat is. And you can hear that in the song,
like
the beginning of the song.
Yeah. Four. Yep.
And then there's like clicking in the back of like the music the whole time. I'm like, oh my God. Also, can you imagine... I mean, I can because I've had to do it before, not on her scale, but having to like perform for people with your heart absolutely shattered.
No. Like, I can't imagine having to perform for people.
Yeah.
At all.
I know.
But
I've talked about that before, how it's like I've had to come to work and put on a show mm-hmm. and I'm like, my grandma had just died or like whatever, you know, I'm having, and you just, like she says in the song, like, fake it till you make it, like bitch smile mm-hmm. or whatever. But then I'm like, to do it at her level and 80,000 people are showing up. Some of them have spent so much money for it to be the best night of their life. And it's like she has so much pressure.
Yeah.
Even though her world is shattering around her to get on stage and just smile.
Well, and none of that is in the public either. So it's not like people are, she just, like she said, she puts on a good show no matter what, and nobody really knows what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, she says that at the end, like, when she's talking, and she's like, I'm miserable, and she's like, and no one even knows it.
Yep.
Oh, my queen.
I guess that would be one good thing about not having her relationship, like, that relationship with Joe in the public eye, is that the breakup wasn't really in the public eye
That's
either.
That's true.
Again, we don't know what it looked like, but obviously I want her and Travis to get married and ride off in the sunset together for happily ever after. But if they didn't, it would look very different than the breakup with Joe.
Yeah. Oof. God. All right. What else? I mean, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. That one has so many lines in it that I'm just like, oof. Imagine being, because I feel like that one has to be about, I feel like that one's a mixture of Joe and Maddie.
Yeah, I didn't know what to get about that one either.
Because she talks about, like, buying pills.
From her friends, and then they ghosted her just like he
did to her. Yeah.
Or ghosted him just like he ghosted her.
But I feel like that. I feel like the main objective of that song has to be about Joe. And then imagine just having to go through life where there's a song called The Smallest Man Who's Ever Lived, and it's about you. That sucks.
Oh, gosh. Sarah and I were talking, too, just about how Travis could... literally flick both of those guys with his finger and they'd go flying.
I know.
So.
And she talks about that in So High School. Like, you're the guy who could have beat them up or whatever. I think that's So High School, right? Doesn't she say that?
I don't.
She talks something about, like, you look like the guy who could have. There's one song where she says that. Maybe it's The Alchemy or whatever.
And then I can fix him, and in parentheses, no, really, I can. I don't follow the 1975 or Matt Healy, but I didn't realize that, is it all of his albums, or at least one of his albums had all of their songs where...
There's like parentheses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that one has to be about him.
I love at the end, she says, well, maybe I can't.
Yeah. I haven't really, that one's one that I, oh, I like how in the lyrics it says, whoa, in all capital letters, maybe
whoa,
I can't.
Whoa, maybe I can't.
Oh, my God. She's the best. I'm going to get you back. Talk about Bop of Delulu-hood.
Yeah. Bop of Delulu-hood. Do you think it's about Joe or do you think it's about Maddie Healy?
Oh, man. I need to, like...
It's also giving me style. like never go out of style. 1989.
There were some things on there that was like, this has Harry or the tattooed golden retriever.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's like, that has to be about Harry Styles because Matty Healy does not give off golden retriever energy. Or maybe he does in real life.
Maybe.
I mean, I freaking love I'm Gonna Get You Back. I feel like this is just my theme song because I am literally DeLulu to my core. And my favorite line is, whether I'm going to curse you out or take you back to my house, I haven't decided yet. Tell me that's not me.
It is you. It is you.
Like, what are we going to do tonight if Hannah runs into one of these men? Is she going to yell at him or is she going to take him home? It's usually the latter of the two. And then you guys all hate me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. When I listened to it, I was like, this is the 30, whatever she is, 33, 34-year-old version of We Never Go Out of Style.
Yeah.
It's very like, no matter what, I'm going to go back to him.
Oh, I love that one. And I just love the beat, like, whether I'm going to curse you out or take you back to my house. I love that one. Oh, my gosh. All right. Oh, I need to give a quick shout out to Hope Roth in this podcast because we've been texting for the last 4 days where we're like, because you know when you get a new Taylor album, you have to listen in the car, on a walk, you have to listen like at home with wine. There's just so many different ways to experience it. And so she's been texting me like throughout the weekend on all the different listens. And she's like, okay, so I stopped my headphone listen at this song, so when I get in my car, should I start at the next song or should I start over?
That's too good.
And she just texted me and said, at work, my old AirPods I somehow found, update, I'm Gonna Get You Back is my jam. It's giving mastermind. We're just that's weird. We are literally talking about that as she texted me.
Oh, weird. So weird. Like, she just texted you?
Literally.
Is this
30
live,
seconds
Hannah?
Ago.
I'm going to be so annoyed.
I don't even know how
she joked
to make
about it,
live. It
being live.
Whoa, that was creepy. All right.
That's a good, I like that. I've been a turn on, like, blasted in the kitchen mode. It's a good album for that.
Yeah.
There's a couple
songs. You did the
songs.
Headphone one. You did a walk one today. I feel
I've
like that's when you really, when you're on a walk is when you really dive into the lyrics because there's no distractions.
Right. Well, that's, I had to take my gloves off and type my notes because
you had gloves in your pocket.
Everything was coming to me. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is so funny. All right, what other ones?
Well, the Kim Kardashian one.
Oh, when I texted you, right? When I noticed it, I think so. I said, alert.
Yep.
I said, we have a double album. And then I sent a screenshot and I was like, oh my God, this one's about Kim Kardashian. I love
that she says, all that time you were throwing punches and I was building something.
My queen. My thing here is I feel like her and Kim are fine.
Yep.
And I think that she told her that this was happening because if she really still hated her enough to like make this song, her best friends wouldn't be in the Skims campaigns.
Right.
Because it's like Brittany Mahomes.
Well, now that Kim, again, not really up on Kardashian life, but Kim and Kanye are not a thing.
No.
So, and it was mostly Kanye, right?
It was like he's the one who recorded the phone call and stuff, but Kim is the one who like posted it and was the one who called her a snake. And
but while she was with Kanye.
Yeah.
So
I feel like they've talked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Brittany Mahomes, Sabrina Carpenter, like they've all in the last 5 months done Skims campaigns. And to be that close to Taylor, like, I don't think they would have done it if she still actually. And the whole song is basically about, like, you know, I hated you, but I wouldn't be where I am.
It, like, healed me.
Yeah.
And, like, you were a bully and it made me learn more about myself.
So I feel like they're okay. And I feel like I could see them doing something with that song. I don't think it will ever be a single, but I could see her releasing, like, a video or something and Kim is in it.
Yep. It would be good for both of them.
Yeah. And then, but of course, now you have all the people going, oh my God, Taylor, that was so long ago. Like, blah, 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 stop holding grudges. It's like, shut up.
I keep getting, like, deep dives into it's a red herring for somebody else. Like, she's saying Kim, but it's really about like, that those Dumois people. Again, this girl on TikTok was literally, like, dissecting the whole thing and about how in certain lines there was enough letters to spell out like I hate you and then both of their names. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
Or who's the other
girl? I could actually, that is actually genius because
Carly,
she had a full I mean, her publicist never responds to anything. And her publicist, like, brought up Dumas and was like, stop.
How it was causing pain.
Yeah.
And trauma.
And I guess she did say, like, wait, now that you've said this, my brain is really... Because she says in the song, I changed your name and any real defining clues. You change her name to Amy, but then you capitalize Kim. So maybe that was a... Wow.
Yeah. I'll have to send you the video on it. There was another one that I'm not super familiar with their drama, but it was their drama with Carly.
Oh, Kloss.
So they're just saying, like, maybe because everybody knows about the Kim thing, it was a red herring for something else.
Wow. I also had a moment this morning. I was listening to Cassandra, and I had to Google what Kim Kardashian's middle name was. Because for a moment, I'm like, wait, is her middle name Cassandra?
I haven't really listened to that one.
No. A lot of people were saying that they feel like it might have had to do with that situation, because she talks about the phone call.
Okay.
She's like, that's where I was when I got the call. So I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, I haven't
one
really.
And Robin. I haven't really listened to yet.
The Prophecy is so good.
I like that one.
I feel like that one is, I mean, very much about, I feel like it's a anthem for girls still like single in their 30s, because it's basically just like, when is it going to be my turn? Like, I don't want money. I just want someone who wants my company. Like, let it once be me.
Maybe even what she thought her life was supposed to look like. I don't know. Because she says, who do I have to speak to about if I can redo the prophecy?
Oh, I just love that one. I love when she says, a greater woman has faith, but even statues crumble if they're made to wait. I'm so afraid I sealed my fate. No sign of soulmates.
Oh my gosh, that's really sad.
I know. I'm just a paperweight in shades of grayish, spending my last coin so someone will tell me it'll be okay.
Oh my God. Just think about her, like, super heartbroken about Joe. Obviously, she jumps back in with Maddie Healy, probably heartbroken again when that happens. Mm-hmm. Not even knowing what's coming for her.
I know. See, that's just Taylor's giving us signs that it's going to be okay. Because once you think that you found the love of your life and you're shattered and whatever, your real man is right around the corner.
Yep.
I need a man to freaking make a podcast about me so he can...
Bring you a friendship bracelet.
Yeah. I met there were people at our Barstool Brackets party this weekend. There was like a group of guys that were there, and one of them said, oh yeah, I listen to your show. I listen to your podcast. I was like, what? I was like, you listen to my podcast? You're like a farmer. What are you listening to my podcast
Maybe
for?
He's listening to right now.
He probably is.
Shout out, guy.
Shout out. I gave him my phone at one point, and he added me on Snapchat.
What's his name?
Shout out Trevor. He didn't believe me that I was single, and I was like, why? Or he like messaged me that on Snapchat. I said, why? He goes, because you're fine AF. I was like, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for hyping
me up. No one's hiding
up.
You in a relationship like Joe and Taylor.
Yeah. All right.
Also, Joe and Emma Stone are coming out in a movie together.
Wait, what?
I didn't realize that until this morning when I was just looking into Joe in general.
When Emma Falls in Love is in a movie with the man we hate?
Looked him up. They're both in that movie that he's filming, Kinds of Kindness.
I did see an article that said like how Emma Stone has to do with the Tortured Poets Department, but I didn't click on it. So is that what it meant?
Well, no. She gets credit in that song, Florida, but nobody really knows why.
Oh. What?
But no, they're both in this... like top roles in this movie together.
She got credit for like the writing?
Something in it. I don't know. But yeah, I was kind of wondering how that was working out for them, being in a movie together.
Interesting.
Your bestie's ex.
Wait, can we talk about the line in The Black Dog where, oh, that song is so good. So she says something about like, oh, you shared your secrets. Or I am someone who until recent events you shared your secrets with and your location. You forgot to turn it off. So I watch as you walk into some car called or then to some bar called The Black Dog.
Oh.
So she like still had his location and was like following, and she sees and they used to go to this bar all the time.
I didn't catch on to that.
Yeah. She said, you forgot to turn it off and it hits me. I just don't understand how you don't miss me in The Black Dog. When someone plays the starting line and you jump up, but she's too young to know this song. So it's like, just imagine you're watching your ex go into the place you always used to go to and like thinking he's with another girl. Yeah.
Yikes.
I move through the world with my heart, with the heart broken, my longings stay unspoken. And I may never open up the way I did for you.
I have that written down too, because I'm like, little does she know what's coming for her.
Little does she freaking know. Oh, God, though. She literally just writes the words that we all think. And it kills me. I just don't understand how you don't miss me in the shower. Sassy Tay-Tay. Wow. Damn. I love that one, though. The black dog is a good one. Also, shout out to the black dog. That bar is about to get.
No kidding.
Like, they have to just be pissing their pants.
Wonder if she warned them.
Yeah.
Like, same with Florida. Like, they have all new marketing campaigns.
Yeah. Taylor literally rules the world. Yeah, and then the bolter, obviously, I feel like that is, could be written about our life. Basically about getting the ick because you're too scared, so then you just run. Literally.
Run as fast as you can.
I sent it to Hope, and I said, wait, oh my God, is the bolter about me? Because it was, where's the part? Splendidly selfish, charmingly helpless, excellent fun until you get to know her. Then she runs like it's a race behind her back. Her best mates laughed and they nicknamed her the Bolter. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's about right. Wow.
Yeah, she has a lot of good nuggets for us in there, doesn't she?
She sure does. I mean, an hour of nuggets. I also love that she ended with the manuscript because it was like the perfect.
Yep.
Wait, I always look to one see of the what
last,
her.
One of the last lines is, looking backward might be the only way to move forward.
Oh my God, are you freaking kidding me? I always like to look.
I have it in all caps and bolded.
I'm obsessed. She always does that though, where like the last line of all of her albums like have like deep meaning. And I just looked, the last words of the whole album are, but the story isn't mine anymore. Because now it's ours.
Yeah, it's ours and it's out of her hands.
That's crazy.
What is the last line? What was the last line on like technically the first album?
Oh, like before
what song
the
would that have been? Before the
shit, what song did that end with? I think it ended with the Alchemy. What song did it end with? Clarabelle
would have been the last song.
Would have been
on that
the
one.
Last song. Let's see what the last lyrics are. Oh, I like that one too. It says, "You look like Taylor Swift and I cannot Swift. Talk. You look like Taylor Swift in this light. We're loving it. You've got edge she never did. The future's bright, dazzling." Okay. And that song actually kind of made me, I had a moment where I thought it could have been about Olivia Rodrigo. Because they kept calling her the next Taylor Swift.
Mm.
And this whole life is basically about like the younger people always being compared to her, kind of.
Sure.
And so I was like, oh, I wonder
Which
if.
Naturally.
Yeah. Because like they told her in the beginning of her career, you look like Stevie Nicks in 75, the hair and lips, crowd goes wild, blah, blah, blah. But then at the end of the song, it turns into. Now they're saying that to other artists, saying you look like Taylor Swift.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, I kind of had a moment where.
The turntables.
How the turntables.
Which one other thing I saw was how Midnight's album was the story of 13 sleepless nights. And then her single is Fortnite, which would be 14 nights.
God dang, she thinks of everything. Wow. I love that. Oh, man, no. We really dove in.
We and really I still dove
could,
in.
I could still probably say a million more things, but, you know.
I need to listen again. I already forgot what all the songs are.
I know. I need to go on a walk to, maybe I'll go on one of my, when I get home today. Although the gym this morning was absolutely awful. I need to make Brian just play this album one morning when there's not a lot of people.
You do. You need to play like the Eras Tour set list.
Oh my
and
God.
And do like how they've done, how she does her training. You do like slower things during the slower songs and then the really hard like cardio stuff during the faster songs. You should have an Eras Tour workout.
Okay, I'm going to make him do that on like a Friday because those are our full boot camp day. Mm-hmm. But Mondays are usually just leg day. So it's a lot of like squatting and weights and stuff. There was 4 back-to-back cardio stations this morning and I almost died. We went from the bikes where he got these new bikes where you could either sit or you have to stand. Mm-hmm. And he made us Carrie was the trainer this morning. We had to do it standing, then we had to run stairs, then we went in and had to do the sleds, push the sleds backward. Of course Carrie stood on mine and Laura's, so it added extra weight. And then we had to do these, you know, those sliders that you can like use on your feet or whatever. We had to put them on our hands and then like bear crawl, run back and forth.
Did that work your abs too? I feel like
it worked everything.
Those sliders, it's like
it was god awful. So it would have been a great morning to do the Eras Tour workout. My gosh, you should come. What are you doing this weekend?
I have a lot.
Oh, well, we're going for Laura's birthday on Saturday.
Oh,
it's a 9 a.m. Yes. We're having as many people come as we can for Laura's birthday.
So. I have a baby shower, so I'll look at what time that is.
Okay. Oh, crap. All right. Well, see, that wasn't hard. That was like the most passionate podcast I think I've done so far.
Happy to be of service. Yes.
I really want to, I just hate the lighting in this room, but I wanted to make a TikTok. Have you seen the TikToks that are going viral where it's like, don't you want to talk about whatever? And it's like, no, I want to talk about Taylor Swift. And I wanted to do that with us, but I feel like we need a better lighting. Maybe we'll go in the Y100 studio. But thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have to go and digest even more, and then we'll.
We will.
You can send me notes, and next week I'll talk about the notes that we have.
Can I put this like into a file?
Yes. Wait, will you actually screenshot? I'm going to put it on my Instagram story and say, when you listen to the podcast, this is what you can reference.
I love how dead. I have a top four, but it's way more than four.
I can't wait. Hold on.
I just kept adding.
Before we leave, I don't even know if I can pick a top four, but I want to know what yours are.
Well, again, I have more than four. I have Down Bad, The Boulder, Peter, I'm Gonna Get You Back, Florida, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I am so shooketh that Peter and Florida are on your list.
I know.
I feel like I need to give Peter another shot.
Give Peter another shot now that you've listened to the lyrics and my analysis of them.
I love it. I like how we have kind of, oh man, this is hard. Down Bad. Frick, this is hard.
It's
I'm going to get you back. The Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Oh my God, and I can only choose one more. Holy shit. I'm going to say, I think The Smallest Man Who's Ever Lived. That's my top five right now. But it'll change tomorrow. All right.
Okay.
This is our longest podcast to date.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Little old Stace.
Little old Stace.
Little old Stace.
I won't be singing into this microphone. I can tell you that.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.